Okay, Rabbi, we're starting a brand new perek, Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Amoycheres Abayis. Says our Mishnah, what happens if a person sells his shtib, his house? Loimochar Yitzia, he did not sell the annex. Exactly what is a Yitzia, we'll see Metshem more in the Gemara. We started the shiur in Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. We start a new parak. What exactly is a yetzia? So we'll see a mitzvah in the Gemara. It's going to be a machloikis. And if you want to just take a quick peek at Gemara, about 10 lines from the top of the Rishbam. Rishbam says, Afsa, it's a binyan nomuch. It's a short binyan, Eitzel Habayis, Mitzidei Oymei Achoyrev, either next to it or from the back. So it's a small building, an annex to the house. What do you use that annex for? We'll see Mitzvah in the Gemara. Use it for the exact same purposes as you use the house. Your house, you needed an extra bedroom. You needed more room in the dining room. So you went and added to it another annex. Question is that annex sold when you're selling the bais? Says the Mishnah, no, loy mochar yitzia. The avo bishu b'soicha l'soicha, even though the doorway of the yitzia is not open to the chotzer or the mavoi, it's a direct connection to the actual bais itself, yitzia is not included. We'll see why in Yetchim and the Gemara momentarily. Also, the Chedesh Shalafnim is also not included. What is the Chedesh Shalafnim Imenu? So this is actually part of the original house. This was not an annex. However, Rishbam says here, and he says later on, it was used as a storage room. It was not used as the normal living space, but rather people would store their chafetzim in that room. A storage closet, a pantry, a storage room. Since it was a storeroom, it is not included. And we'll see more about both Yitzia and Cheder in the Gemara. Moreover, V'lo Yisagag, the roof space on top of a person's house, is also not included. Bizman Shiyesh Lo Maka Gavoy Asor Tvachim. Assuming that it has a mark of 10 Tvachim. I know you're thinking to yourself, well, every roof has to have a mark of 10 Tvachim. Presumably only those roofs which are used or usable. As you know, very often the architecture of houses is that the roof comes down slanty at an angle. So there's really no place to stand on top of the roof. However, if it's one of those roofs which is a standalone space, in other words, that you can go and stand on the roof and you can go and put a table and you can go and have a meal and who knows what, so then it has a chashivas bifnei atzmoi. Once again, it is not included in the sale of the bais. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, argues on that final case, and he says, "Im yesh loy tzuras pesach, avo bish eine gevoy yutvachem eine mochel." If the, how does one get to the roof space from the house? You can get through, if you will, a trap door where you open up like a skylight and you walk up the stairs in there. That's one way. Or you could have that there's a Tzuras HaPesach with a real door connecting between the top floor and between the roof. So how do you have a real door? In other words, there's an inner staircase. Climb up the staircase, and you're now up to the roof. You open up the door, and you're there. So Av B'Sheinu Gvoi Yitvachim, even if you didn't have a Makkah, which is 10 Tvachim, Einei Mocher is not sold, because that shows that it has a Cheshivos Bifnei Atzmoi, says Rabbi Yehuda. Because if it just had a trap door, that means you only use it occasionally, and therefore it's basically bottled to the house. But if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, that means it was originally built to be a standalone roof space. That being the case, therefore it's not mocher, it's not included. If it just had a trap door. Trap door means it has like a skylight. You open it up, and then you have the kricha rope and the kricha rope. With asulam, sulam mutzav arza, a crawl space like you get to an attic. Correct. Exactly right. That's what it is. Beautiful. And now we go back to the beginning. The Mishnah defined the word yitzia. We use the word yitzia. Ma yitzia. So we have a machlok. Look to the Gemara. Ma yitzia. What's the definition of yitzia?
We learn Shabbos. We learn every Rashbam. and we made it.
Hacha targumai afsa. Was meant an afsa? We already saw the Rishbam a moment ago. It's a binyan nomach. It's a short binyan, which is next to the bayis, mitzida ma'achoyrav, meaning that it is an annex to the original house. But the top Rishbam said, the tashmishoy was the same as the regular house, as we'll see shortly. Rav Yosef Amar, bitko chalila. Now, what is a bitko chalila? So Rishbam says, bitko chalila is really the exact same thing as an afsa, except that to make that area nice and airy and a recreation spot when it's hot, it's very hot outside, they went and built in the walls chaloinos. Now, chaloinos doesn't have to be chaloinos like we're familiar with today, glass windows. It means large openings in the wall so that it would be nice and airy, fresh air. But however, the construction otherwise the same as the afsa. If you look at the Rishbam, second Rishbam in the Gemara, Bidka Chalila, Iunamikim and Afsa, Samach Labais. It's similar to the Afsa that annex. Elisha Osi Chaloinis Chaloinis Linoi. However, they made windows in the walls, number one to ornamental, to be nice and pretty. Vahainu Loshin Chalila, Al Shem Kishek Solov, Cholul Kolzvi Veha. The Ksolov are Cholul. Cholul means that there are hollows in the walls. That's the windows that we're talking about, that it was nice and hollow, big air space, kosh v'isem, v'osi chaloinis kenir ba'enai. That's what I think it means according to Rishbam. However, even though until now the Rishbam only told us it's linoi, we'll see in another moment that in fact it was also for air. When it was a hot day, when it's humid, to have air come in, we'll see it in a moment. Ishok digmar. So bottom line is, the Yetziah is not included in a bayis. L'man diyomar afsa loy misdavna. If you're telling me an afsa is not included, where the afsa, the tashmish of the afsa, is identical to the tashmish of the bayis, if you're telling me that that's not included, koshkin bitka chalila loy misdavna, then certainly a bitka chalila is not included. Why? Next Rishbam, koshkin bitka chalila, the einay macher, the ain tashmishoy doim el tashmish shel bayis kalal. It's not similar at all. Sharlin noy osui, like the Rishbam said before. Ulahakir sham, if you want to cool off on a hot day, that's why it has these large chaloinos. That's why it's called chalila, because there are these hollows in the walls. People sit down during the afternoon and they have a nice cool Coca-Cola or something else to drink, and his ear going through, everybody enjoys it. So that's not the real tashmish of the house. The rest of the house is, you know, normal living space. So this bitka chalila is much different. When I'm selling the house, if I hold afsa, stam and annex is not included, even though the annex has the exact same type of tashmish as the house, is kolkin bin chalila, which is azad over b'fnei atzmai, azad over miyuchad for cooling during the hot sun, during the summer season, etc. Aman diyomer, back to Yomar, aman diyomer bitka chalila, that bitka chalila is not included. That's only because it's so unique and special. The article calls it a veranda. Not exactly sure what a veranda is, but apparently that's what a veranda is, where people cool themselves. Aval afsa misdavna, however, an afsa is included because, after all, even though it's an annex, it's used for living space in the house, just like all the other rooms inside the house.
A deck
below. What's up there?
A deck.
A deck below. Okay, so it's on a deck. Jokti Moravaitim. What a deck is in front of a house or in back of a house. Our Taira Chaver Reb Herzi wants to say that another definition would be a deck. If you want to call it a deck, you want to call it a porch, you can go and call it whatever you want. The point is, it's an annex where there's a lot of air coming through because of these huge windows on the side. Okay. With this, we've concluded the first part of the Mishnah, and now we get off a little bit on a tangent. V'yom Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef tells us, Sholei Shemes Yeshloi. There are three words which are synonymous. These are synonyms. Which three words? Yetzia, Tzela, and Toh. All three of these words mean the same thing. However, we usually don't refer to an annex as a tzela or ta, but the Nach does refer to it when we're talking about the toim in the Beis Hamikdash. So now, before we continue in the Gemara, and before we look at the Rishbam, It's very, very important to know that in the Heichal of the Beis Hamikdash included both the Kodesh as well as the Kodesh Kadoshim. In the Kodesh, we know what was in the Kodesh. Three major parts of the Beis Hamikdash. You had the Mizbeach HaPanimi, you had otherwise known as Mizbeach HaZohav, you had the Shulchan, and you had the Menorah. That was in the first part of the Heichal, known as the Kodesh. When you went further into the Heichal, then you hit the Kodesh Kadosh. Now, on all three sides of the Heichal, you had Toim. Toim are translated either as cells, C-E-L-L-S, or chambers, meaning these are very, very august choshev rooms, which were used for storing various kalim or other purposes. How many toim were there altogether? So we'll see Mitchum shortly in the Gemara and the Rishbam. There were three levels, three floors. First level had, all three levels had, on the right of the Heichal, that is the Tzofen side of the Heichal, you had five cells, one next to each other. On the left-hand side, you're walking towards the Heichal. So on the right-hand side, you have five cells. On the left-hand side, you have five cells. And in back of the Kodesh Kedoshim, all the way at the end, you had one cell. So therefore, on each level, you had 11 altogether. 5 plus 5 plus 1. Since you had three floors, 3 times 11 is 33 altogether.
How do you have three floors?
There were three floors. That was the construction of the Beis Hamikdash. You have, if you want to look, there's a picture here that shows you. Anyway, so there were three floors altogether going up, and you had now one on top of the other, on top of the other. Now, the next thing that is important to know is that how does one get a ceiling to stay, or a roof to stay, at the top of a room? There you see different levels. How do you go and get your ceiling to stand? So typically what you do is you make holes in the two sides, and you put in nails, or you put in cement or plaster. You'll speak to your local general contractor as to how he goes and builds ceilings in a building. Here they did not want to go and make any holes in the wall, so what they did was they indented the wall. That is, the wall that was down below in the first room, the size of the to'im on the first level was 5 by 5, meaning 5 amis oirech, 5 amis roichet. As it went up the next floor, it was 6 by 6. How was it 6 by 6? Because the walls of the ta' of the cell, as they went up, they were indented to the right and to the left, and the purpose of that was so that the koirois, the beams that formed the ceiling of the first floor and formed the floor of the second story, those were not attached to the wall through nails or screws or plaster, but rather they were held up by the recessed wall. Since those of you that want to have a nice picture, you can look in the art scroll, where the art scroll has a nice picture. And the point is that as the walls got indented or recessed, so there was room to go and put the kaira up without having to fasten it to the wall, just having it stand on the indentation on the two sides of the wall. And therefore, the
cup... It's a sort of a candy lever. Hanging over there.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. But usually you have a wider base and you go up, it becomes more narrow.
It's almost like an opposite pyramid or an opposite of a... of a birthday cake. Instead of it going narrower and narrower, it gets wider and wider as you go higher and higher in the Heichal. So the bottom one is 5 by 5. Because of the fact that the walls were recessed, therefore the to'im on the second level were 1 amma wider, and therefore they're 6 by 6. And then when you got to the top level, it was 7 by 7. 5 on the first level, 6 on the second level, third floor was 7 by 7. For those of you that have any doubts,
we're
looking at
I'm sorry, I'm the white. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now, gentlemen, kindly look at the Rishbam in the middle of the Yomid, Hayetziah HaTachtoina. Halfway down the Rishbam, Hayetziah HaTachtoina. Look at the Rishbam. Gimel Hoyu, there were three floors, Zu al Gav Zu. Chol Achas V'Achas, Marcheves Ama Mechaverta. As you go up a floor, then the width, as well as the length. The important thing, the width. The length in Yishuv Vichti. The width of each one of these toim got wider, one Ama. Marcheves Ama Mechaverta. Bishvil, why was that? So you koinsen es achoyma. Koinsen es achoyma means they indented, they recessed the wall, Ama, and Ama on the second floor. Lahoishiv Rashi Koiroi Shel Tikra, to go and place there the Rashi Koiris, the ends of the beams, Shel Tikra of the ceiling, Hamafsek is being a Tzilitia, which is being Mafsik, which is separating between first floor and second floor. Kidachsib, like we're going to see in the Pasuk, Ki Migrois, Migrois means from Loshin Kolamois of Greirea, Lois Sigru, that they reduced the width of the wall by one Amma, so that you can go and place the koirois there, and they held in place. The word migrois means knisa chayma. The word migrois that Rishbam is quoting is part of the pasuk. For those of you that have the Torah or Hasholeim, it says in the pasuk, which we're going to quote momentarily, Hayitzia hatachtoina chomesh v'amma, the bottom floor was five amas, each yotzia, each cell or each chamber, rochba, v'hatichoin, and the middle one was sheish v'amah, that's already the second floor was six amas, rochba, v'ashlishis, and the top floor, the third one was sheva v'amah rochba, seven amas wide, ki migrois, that's the term that Rishbam is now using, migrois means that indentation, that recess into the wall, nosan laboyis saviv chutza, levilti echois, the kirois haboyis. So they didn't have to attach the koirois to the bayis. They didn't have to make holes in the wall. They didn't have to attach in any other fashion. It was just able to lie there on the indentation, on the recess, on the wall. Back into Rishbam. Kimigrois dahin eknisis achoyma. Nosan labayis sovel levilti echois, the kirois haboyis. Kloimar. Shlo yitztarech lik nlin koiv as kirois haboyis. It wasn't necessary to make holes with nails or screws. Litchev sham rashi koirois, or for that matter, even without using nails or screws, they didn't have to make cubby holes. They didn't have to carve out a space in the wall to be able to go and put in the koirois. Rather, the koirois sat there nicely in the indented portion of the wall. Okay. What's the issue, Reb Moshe Chaim?
How do Anochap, why? By doing this, the making 5 to 6 to 7, that resolved the problem from the koiros. That helps the koiros.
That's the reason why they did it. They did it so that the koiros. Do you see the koiros on the first floor? Do you see the tay? This is the top, right?
No, 5 by 5.
Gentlemen, those of you on the telephone were looking at the picture of the art scroll. This is the 5. Now you have the koiros over here.
Uh-huh.
You don't want the koiros to fall in.
Right.
So where are the koiros going to hold? This is the wall, the two walls on the two sides. They indented the wall. You see, the wall doesn't go straight up like this, like that.
Oh, yes.
Rather, it's an indentation.
Recessed.
Oh. Indented.
Beautiful. Yes,
okay, so because of that indentation in the wall, there is now additional space, and you were able to put the koiros, and then you go up one more floor.
And this was the cup.
Avad.
Yeah, of course.
And you would be left without a cup.
Yeah.
Okay, so... It's a pretty straightforward.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Okay, so getting back to our Gemara now. Zok de Gemara. Remember, Rav Yosef said that the word Yitzia, Tzela, and To are all synonymous terms. Yitzia dechsif. HaYitzia hatachtoina, the bottom level of cells. Each one of them was Chomish ba'amir rochba, 5 amis wide. And remember, the Torah Ora Shalim continues the Pasuk and tells you that the Tichoina was 6, and that the third level, the top level, was 7. Now, similarly, the word tzela d'chsiv, again, we're talking about the Beis Hamikdash, the cells that were in the Heichel, hatzlois tzela el tzela, if you add them all up from one to the next, shalosh u'shloshim p'am, there are 33 altogether. Again, why? Because as you walk into the Heichel, on the right-hand side there were 5, on the left-hand side there were 5, and in back of the Kodesh Kedoshim there was one 11, more, so there's 11 altogether, 3 levels, 3 times 11 is 33.
Chambers.
Those are chambers, right. So we have the word Yitzia in the first Pasuk, Tzela in the second Pasuk. Now we go to the third Pasuk, To, Tichsiv v'hato, Kone Echad Oirich, the Kone Echad Roichav. That the size of the To, the length was one Kone, one rod. You're wondering how much is a rod? Says Rishbam, elsewhere in Yechezkel, it tells us that the rod was 6 amos long. If you want to take a look at the next couple of Rishbams, where we left off, Tichsiv Yechezkel, Atzloi Tzela El Tzela, Upashi Dekro, Betoim Mayri, we're talking about the Tzela at the time, these are synonyms. Kona Echad Oyrechs at Rishbam, Hainu Sheish Amos, that's 6 amos, Shekein Midas HaKona, Kin Mefarish Bichaskel. In Yechezkel it says that the Kona that we're talking about is 6 amos long. Vayitzia Tachtoyne Koi. Which level are we talking about? The middle level. Because the bottom level is not 6, it's only 5. So therefore we're talking about the middle level, in other words, the second floor, where the size of the Yitzia was 6 by 6. The Hav Yesheish Amos, like we said before. So getting back to our Gemara, Vahato is Kona Echad Oyrech, 6 in the length, Kona Echad Roichet, 6 in the width, again, second floor, Ubein Hatoin, between one toe and the other, the thickness of the walls was Chomesh Amos, was 5 Amos. So between toe and toe, here you only see in this picture one toe per level. But if you wanted to continue on, you would see beyond this another toe, and then another 5 Amos, another toe.
6 Amos, not 5 Amos. The Midlis is show
six. Is that Moichel? Is that Moichel?
Yeah.
There's a difference between the hollow inside a room and the thickness of the walls. How big is this whole Bismedish? Okay, so let's say it's a 30 by 30 feet. I guess as an example. Do you think that the thickness of this wall is also 30 by 30 feet? The thickness of this wall?
Of course
how
not.
Much is, of course not. So that's what we're saying. The hollow of the cavity inside the Torah was 5, 6, and 7.
Correct.
Now we're talking about the size, is the thickness of the wall in between. And he's saying on that second level, between this tar and the next tar and the next tar and the next tar, there was a wall, and that wall, the thickness of the wall was 5 amos.
He said 6
wide.
In our school.
The thickness was 5 amos?
The thickness of the wall was 5 amos.
Five amos? One.
Oh, here, boy, said, don't be so nervous. We're going to talk about that in another 2 lines. Between one tor and the next tor, there was a thickness of 5 amos, 10 feet, according to Chazonish. Really? Yes, that's what it was. Don't be noivis as oigive. So that's why the Pasik says, the tor kone echad oirech and kone echad roichev, said the Rishbam. That means 6 amos by 6 amos, because we're talking about the tichoina. But the thickness of the wall in between the time was Chomishah. Wow. If you want, I'll bring you a further ayin, not from a Pasuk, but from a Mishnah in Mesechtes Midois. As you know, the Mesechtes Midois doesn't talk about Midois Toivois, but it talks about the Midois of the Heilige Besmigdish, from beginning to end when you come in, how wide, how long, etc. So, we're only quoting part of the Mishnah.
Blueprint.
Says in the Mishnah, Koisa Lehechel, as you go into the Hechel, the thickness of the wall of the Hechel, you walk into the Hechel, the thickness of the wall was Sheish, 6 amos wide. Wow! Yes, it was 6 amos wide. Vato, immediately beyond that, you had a Ta'a, which was Sheish, again on the second floor, 6 wide. Koisa Lehechel, after you finish that Ta'a, the next koisel, which is now dividing between Tor Aleph and Tor
Beis,
or the first and the second, that had the thickness of 5. And now the Gemara should have a vechuli, because the pasuk continues on. And then you had another Tor, and then you had another 5 amos, and another Tor, and another 5 amos. And then eventually you get to the Kodesh Kedoshim, and that was another 20 amos, 40 amos, whatever, and then so on and so forth. That Mishnah goes through the whole cheshbon of the size of the Heichel from beginning to end.
These walls reach all the way up to the Gak of Beis HaMikdash?
Mm-hmm.
They were like supporting walls as well, or just separating walls?
Certainly the outer ones, the middle ones of Beis HaMikdash, but the outer ones certainly went all the way up to the roof.
That's it. Supporting walls of Beis HaMikdash.
Is it by the coast? It's like a very wide.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, let's learn another couple of Rishbams over here, right before the wide lines. We're looking at the Rishbam. Some people have asked that we look at the Rishbam. Right before the wide lines. We're talking about on the back after the Kodesh Kedoshim. We spoke about the 5 on the right, 5 on the left, but there's 1 in the back of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So we're talking about that's number 11. Koisel Heichol Sheish. Mishnah Masechta's Midah, the Kachoshev, Uyrecha, Heichel, and a Mizrach, and a Marv, altogether, Meya Amba, 100 Amas. How do you get that? First, the koisel ulam chamesh. Ulam, as you know, was right in front of the hechel. And then it continues on. And then, umidikir choshev, tol the besoif. Since we have a toh all the way at the end of the Mishnah, and that toh, we said, was sheish. And then the final koisel toh was chamesh. I need to see, see that these terms are interchangeable. They're synonymous. Koisel hechel sheish. That's Yitzia.
Where did he use the word Yitzia?
Not in this pasuk. In the first pasuk, we had Yitzia Tachtoina. It was Chomesh Va'ama, and therefore we had the five, and the one in the back. And the next one said that he's at Sela. He had 33, 5, 5, and 1 in the back.
Being arrived from the word Ta is equal to Yitzia from the pasuk.
Well, here, this is not a pasuk anymore. This is it. The Mishnah refers to it as Ta, but that is referring to the Yitzia of the pasuk.
Of the pasuk.
Exactly.
The Mishnah equals
exactly. Let's continue on. Koisel Hechel Sheish, the fourth wide line of the
Rishbam.
I don't know which Rashi you read. Rishbam. Do me a favor. That's Daf Samach we'll talk about tomorrow. Or after the Shir is
up. Okay.
Koisel Hechel Sheish, look to Rishbam, fourth line. Uyvi HaKoisel Shachoyde Beis Koisel Kodesh HaKadoshim, the thickness of that Koisel. Va'atoa sheish chaloli shel ta, chaloli means the space inside the ta, the hollow, mina mizrach l'mar. Koisel ta, koisel ma'aruv yisholoi, ovioi chomish. The final koisel ma'aruv, and that was the very end of the Beis
HaMikdash.
He's not referring to the koisel ma'aruv where we daven every day. No, it's only the koisel ma'aruv of the Beis HaMikdash at the end. Of the ta. Okay, anyway, let's get back to Igmar. So with this, we have gotten off on a tangent to say that the word yitzia could also be called tzela and ta. Fine. Now we go back to our Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, if you sell your bias, then your bias is zoichet to have a yitziah, an annex, that annex is not included. Loi mocha yitziah. So Marzutra says something very simple. Omer Marzutra, v'hu dehavi arba amis. If it's a choshev annex, 4x4, it's the chamokim choshev. For instance, the Gabe Shabbos Kodesh has a din of a Shusay Yochid. So since it's a choshev, a mokim b'fnei atzmai, it's not toffel to the bias. You sold the bias, the annex is not included. Mashma, however, what happens if this tor, this tzela, this yitzia would be only 3x3, or 3.9x3.9?
It's bottled bias.
It's so insignificant, you sell the bias, you sell this with it. Right. That's Marzutra Zalach. Only Ravina the Marzutra. Lidi Doch, according to you, the Amis, and the Havi Arba Amis, that there has to be a Dover Chosh of 4 Amis. And Lemiata Gabi Bar. Miyachim, we're going to have it another 3 days on Daf Samach Dalid. That if a person sells a bias, the bar and dus are not included. What are bar vidus? Bar vidus are both holes in the ground, except that bar is bachafira. It's a dug out hole in the ground. It must be that the ground was very, very hard and rigid and tough. And therefore you could fill it up with water and the water would not get absorbed into the walls. And therefore it was a good cistern. It was a reservoir of water that people would have on their property. That's a bar. A dus, says Rishbam, is talking about that it wasn't just b'chafira, but it was b'binyan. Binyan means that you went and put cement and you put tiles around it, like a mikveh that we have nowadays, that you have tiles. What was the reason for that? Because the earth was too soft. And if you're going to go and pour water in, it's all going to get absorbed in the ground in no time. So you had to not only reinforce it, to make it as a kavua, and the water could stand there. But otherwise, bar vidus are basically also synonymous terms. So, yes, somebody has a question?
Wouldn't you say it's a pit?
A tit? A pit, P-I-T. Yes. You can call it a pit in English as well. Mm-hmm. That's also synonymous term. Cistern and pits are also, unless you're talking about pits of grapes, and that's a different type of pit. Anyway, and that's for the pits, right. Anyway, back to the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet. It says, if you sell the house, lo yisabor v'lesedus, the bor v'dus are not included. Avo misha kosov lo, even if he writes in the shtar, I'm selling you the bais, mit the umka, mit the ruma. Umka, of course, means all the way deep. Roy means all the way up. Even though you wrote those magic terms, bor and dus are not included. Now, why would a person write umka veruma? Ruma, says Rishbam, very simple. Because you might have two stories, two floors. And, or you have a rooftop. So if you want to go and sell a bayis, and you say the word ruma, then you're giving it entire height. And as you know, nowadays there's something known as air rights, which can be very, very expensive and very worthwhile, worth a lot of money. So therefore the Rumah includes all of those air rights that go up. Umka gives you the right for the Lokeach to go and dig down below. What happens if he hears that there's an oil deposit underneath his house? The Moicher says, I didn't go and sell you the oil deposit. I only sold you the house. If you wrote Umka and he wants to dig underneath for oil, then the Lekeach can say, I don't know, you sold that to me. Umka Verum is sold. But the Bar Vidus, even though the Bar Vidus are Bo'oimek, those are not sold because they have a Shem Bifnei Atzmai, they're called Bar, and thus they're not included, even if you wrote Umka Verum. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, Freitig Mar Ravinet to Marzutra. Marzutra, that you said, that it's only excluded if it's Dalit al Dalit. Hochanami, I have the Arba Amis in Eloi, Loi. Are you going to tell me the Bar Vidus are not included? Only if they have ear space of 4x4. And if so, says Rejbam, I don't normally see any Bar Vidus which are 4x4. And so therefore, every Bar Vidus L'Chayra would be included. Because they're typically not 4x4. Is that what you are saying, Marzutra? And Marzutra says, I'm very sorry, Ravina, there's a fundamental difference between an annex and a Bar Vidus. What's the difference? Hachiyash, you really can't compare the two. Hasam hotash mishal l'chud v'hotash mishal l'chud. The use of a reservoir of water, a bar, a pit, a cistern, a bar vidus, there's water, and the purpose of it is to store the water, and to draw the water, and to store water. That's all for water. But people don't live inside the bar vidus. People live inside the house. So different document. And therefore, automatically, it's not included, Zuktur Yosef. Even if it's only 2x2 or 3x3, because it's separate tashmir from the Atzmai. Hacha, here we're talking about that the Yitzia is the same purpose. Now, l'chayr, this Gemara goes much better according to the first pshat, that Yitzia is afsa, where the tashmish is exactly the same. Bikr Chalila is a veranda, or
the same.
Exactly, a deck, or whatever you want to go and call it. Okay, so the Gemara, l'chayr, is going according to the first pshat for sure. Yeah. Even according to the second pshat, Obel HaMais, it is living space, it's not a storage for water. Here it's the same type of tashmish. If it's down by Dalit, not included. However, Eloi, if it's only 3x3, 2x2, then Loi Choshimin becomes toffle to the rest of the bias. You sold the bias, you sold with it the additional Yetzia. So the chilik that Marzutra made of 4 Amis only applies to Yetzia, does not apply to a bar Vitus. Fine. So now, the next halacha that we had in the Mishnah was, besides the Yetzia, was that the Cheder Shulefnim Imenu is also not included. And you'll remember that we saw in the Rejbam at the top of the Umud that the Cheder was made L'Hatzniya Shom Chafetz of Lishmar. It was basically a storeroom, a room for storage. If you want to take a quick look at the Rejbam at the top, V'lo Yesach Cheder, this is the fourth line in the Mishnah top of the Umud. Even though it's inside the house itself, we're not talking an annex outside the house, which is connected. It's part of the house. And it's open into the rest of the house, like everything else. Udri saw some lebayis, the whole drisa in and out. Like even dein tashmishay kishel bayis, sheini osay elatzniyah shem chafetzav lishmar. They went made into a storeroom. Lishmar kimin teva, like making a safe, like making a vault. You store stuff there. Hilkoch ain't a bechlal bayis. Therefore, it is not included in the bayis, even though you need it. Just like you need storage space, and you need a storeroom, and you need a pantry. But the bayis says, since it's not a place that you live in, you sit in, it's not part of the bayis, it's not included.
It's like cabinets?
It's not a cabinet, it's a room. It's not just a cabinet. It's not mobile metal. This is part of the actual construction of the house. Zoktimar, last line. Hashti yitzia loy mizdavim. We started off at yitzia, where it's the same type of tashmish. You're saying that that's not included. Cheder, where it's a totally different tashmish, is the chavadami boy, but it's not going to be included. The last two rejbams. Look at the second line from the bottom. It's the same, especially according to the first shot that it's an afsa. Saying that the annex is not included. It's really a storage room to go and put away valuable stuff and whatever. Saying which the tashmish is totally different than the rest of the house. It's not going to be included in the bias. From my Yisrael Medel Mishnah, why does the Mishnah have to go and repeat it again? Madach, a living space of the annex, is considered to be not part of the bias, something which is not even living space. It's just a storage room. Avad, it's not going to be part of the bayis. So I'm saying, so the opposite, it's more gishmak, it's easier. But Khalil, you have to strain a little bit. Anyway, Hashi Yitzilei Mizdavin, Cheder mi bayis. So why does the Mishnah have to add the Cheder case? And for the Gemara on the Amid, basically, Tzricha, the Avagav, the Mutzer Le Mitzri Avroi, Kidder of Nachman. Now, what does this mean, Mitzri Avroi? Nowadays, when you go and sell property, you always have a Schedule A or Schedule 1, whatever, where it says the meets and the bounds exactly, 40 by 30 by 20, up and down, the north and the south. I'm sure you're all familiar, more or less.
Survey,
yeah. In the times of Chazal, they didn't have these surveys, and even if they did, they didn't attach it to the documents. And therefore, when a person sold a house to somebody else, he gave mitzarim, borders, which were discernible, recognizable to the people who lived in the city and potential lekuchais, potential buyers. He would go and give them a dry run, show them what the property looks like. Maybe they had a nice diagram. And it showed the mitzarim. The mitzarim, again, are the borders and the boundaries. And the borders went over the entire house from beginning to end, from right to left. Now, it makes sense, of course, because we're talking about an inner room. So this cheder, the inner room, it would be difficult to go and make a chart going and cutting the house in, I wouldn't say in half, but 80% to 20%. 80% of the front is all covered, that's sold. The back 20% where you have that storage room is not sold. So now, it's difficult to, in your mind, to go and think about, you have a border, a boundary inside the house itself. And therefore, typically in your documents, you would say the borders, a room in a room, the entire house. If you want to take a quick look at the second Reshbam, we're skipping the first, we'll get back to the first. Kirav Nachman, Shlo Yodu Lefarish V'loim, he didn't know exactly how to describe Chedesh Shali, that cheder I'm keeping for myself. Mi Marovi Shul Bayis, on the western side, L'moshel of the Bayis, the Einzem Meitzer HaNikr L'Anshio Ir, people that are potentially buying the house, or people that are neighbors, or walking around, they can't go and tell where that cheder ends or begins. That's why he wrote in the document, when he identified what house am I selling, the house corner of this and this, and he maybe made a diagram and he described it, that next door lives Yankel, and to the north lives Beryl, etc. So the mitzarim were of the entire house. So getting back to our Gemara, so kadaitach amina, since he wrote such broader mitzarim, that maybe Taka sold everything, including that cheder. Kamash Malone, that the cheder is not included. So the question was, what's the chiddush of cheder? Once we said that Yitzhak is not included, the Chavad, the cheder not included, says the Gemara, Solka Daita Chemina, since when he made the borders and the boundaries in the document, the whole house was included, including the cheder. So I might think that the cheder goes along for the ride and is also sold. Kamash Malone, no. He was only Marchin Mitzarim for ease and for convenience, where people will understand. It might not be precise, but for practicality, he made mitzarim of the entire house. Kidav Nachman. Okay. Kidav Nachman. Second line. Back to the Gemara. Yom Rav Nachman, Omer Babavur. Hamoich Bayis Lachaveira Bebira Gedoyla. A person owns an apartment building. Now, not an apartment building that has 20 stories and has only one story, one floor. However, it's a Bira Gedoyla in the sense it's a very large lobby. Rishbam said people could, the tenants or the co-op owners could live inside, not live, they could sit on a nice couch inside the lobby, and extending from the lobby in all directions, you have, let's say, 10 apartments. And when this person who is selling, he's selling one of the 10 apartments, a co-op or a condo or whatever, and he's leaving, of course, the rest for himself. That's the rest of the apartments, together with the Bir Gedola, together with the large lobby.
The common areas?
The common areas he's leaving for himself, as well as all the other apartments. He's only selling one apartment. I call it apartment, condo, co-op, whatever term you like to use. So, Avul Bisha Meitzeloi Mitzarim Hachitzoinim. Even though when he was selling the apartment, he didn't go and make a picture showing apartment A in this large lobby, in this large building, but rather he said, I'm selling you a bias, and then he painted a picture, or at least the borders that he referred to were of the entire building. So you should know where the apartment is in this building, not building 12 down the block, but this first building here belongs to me. So he was mitzarim hachitzayim, even though the mitzarim were not borders of the apartment. It was of the entire bira gedoyla, mitzarim hirchivloi. The Gemara uses the expression mitzarim hirchivloi means that these are imprecise borders. He made it wider and broader so that people should have an understanding where the apartment is, but he didn't mean to sell the whole bira. He's only selling the apartment. Why did he go and draw a picture or describe the entire bira? Because that's much easier for practical purposes. So we're losing out on precision for purposes of practicality. Let's look now at the top Rishbam. Loitzricha zot Rishbam, lemisni, lemocher secheder. We didn't need to write cheder. Ela demotzele moichel lekech b'shtar mechira mitzarim chitzoinim shechutz lecheder. Again, getting back to our Mishnah, they made the mitzarim chitzoinim, the outer boundaries of the entire house, which included the cheder inside. I might have thought that the cheder is included because it's within the borders that he described in the document. You know why he wrote the entire thing and he didn't divide up the meitzer within the bayis? Why? Because mitzarim hirchivloi. He went and expanded it, like the case of Rav Nachman that we just learned, by the Bira Gedoyla and the Bayis. Skip now, Bira Gedoyla, Zok Rishbam. Bayis Gadolhu was a large building. Upsuchim le'batim svivoy. So a lot of apartments were open.
By the Yitzia, if he included it, that wouldn't be, then if he put it in the Mitzurim, then it would be included.
Maybe. Maybe Yitzia would talk, it'd be different, because since that's an annex, it's a separate.
Even though Yitzia would understood that it's a bigger, it's a less of a chiddush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. Continues the Rishbam. The Eina Bira Asuya Letashmish Eli Yeshiva. The Bira. Look at the Rishbam. The Eina Bira. Bira is that lobby. Asuya Letashmish. It's not meant for anybody to live there. Eli Yeshiva, but people to sit down. There was just a nice couch. Maybe there was a nice coffee table there, and people would eat and drink and smile. The Hilch Bnei Abatim. Also, this where people would stroll in this large corridor, and large lobby. V'Hakol Bayis Echadu, and all the apartments together, with this large lobby, it's all one building. So therefore, if he sold now, next Rishbam, they are discussing and they're selling, he's standing in apartment number A. It was a two-bedroom apartment, they're standing inside it, and he said, I'm selling you this bayis. They're bayis. So the question is, did he mean just the apartment? Or did he mean the entire complex, the entire building? So back to the Gemara, third line. We're just going to repeat again. He sold an apartment. In this larger apartment building. Even though in the document itself, he didn't talk about the specific apartment. He talked about mitzarim of the larger building. Mitzarim hirchavloi. He was only marchiv. That's an expression. Mitzarim hirchavloi means he made mitzarim which are not precise, which are broader, so people should understand where is that apartment. Oh, it's in that Bira Gedoyla. Oh, I know where the Bira Gedoyla is. That one there on the corner of this and this block, etc. Right, more hechidami. Now, give me a better understanding. Are people very precise in their usage? When they mean an apartment, they say bayis. When they mean the whole complex, they say bira. I don't understand the chiddush of Rav Nachman. Bayis avonle, bira le avonle. Look at the document. What does it say? Does it say bayis? Does it say bira? It says bayis. That means an apartment. Does it say bira? Means the whole building. So what's the chiddush of Rav Nachman? Ella lechoyde de lebira nami kor le bayis. That the word bayis had two definitions. It's one apartment, one condo, and it could also refer to the entire complex, the entire building. Nu oy bazoy, since the word bayis could mean not only apartment, but also the whole building. And mitzarim hirchavla, he made these mitzarim, a room and a room, the whole building. So why wouldn't you say taka kuliz avinle? Maybe taka sold the entire building, lock, stock, and barrel, and not this particular apartment alone. So I don't understand where Nachman is coming from. Why does he say such a dover poshet? That you say, he's only selling that bayis. After all, the word bayis lends itself not only to apartment, but to the entire building. So maybe Taka sold him the entire building. After all, look at the mitzarim in the document. So it adds up.
Why can't you tell me?
The Rishbam asks your kasha. Mamish.
Rishbam
asks this question.
$1 million I'm building.
Very good. Okay, so we're going to go. We're going to skip to a Rishbam a little bit further down. The Bika Gedoyler. And Rishbam is a little bit past halfway down. Bika Gedoyler is a Rishbam. You can really ignore the first two, three lines. Go to the fourth line of the Rishbam. Vadomim Moedin. Do you have the Vadom Moedin?
Yes, Vadom
Moedin. Leka Lemeima. Don't say like Rabbi Yosef just said. Like Rabbi Moshe Chaim just said. The Dom Moedin. Loy Legabi Bir. Loy Legabi Bika. Do I know Lekarka Ois? When it comes to Karka, it's how much the buyer is willing to pay. You and I would see a buyer, so you would say, I'll pay for the $1,000. Somebody else has three properties, a room and a room. He's willing to pay $5,000. For him, it's worth much more.
Correct.
Or maybe a member of his family needs the extra recreation, needs an extra pool in the back, whatever it happens to be. Everybody has their own chishboinus. So therefore, you do not say, at least an argument. Anyway, so we do not say Adom Medim, because otherwise it would be very simple. A regular apartment costs $50,000. The whole building costs $200,000. Sorry, Bazoi. Can't you tell? Yep, ain't no luck, of course. Somebody so desperate he wants to live in this building.
This particular building.
Because it's right next to the Bismedish, it's right next to the... Whatever, he's willing to go and pay more money than it's really worth. Okay, getting back to Gemara. So Zokti Gemara, so we have a kasha now on Rav Nachman. If everybody's particular, would say bias, they mean bias. If they bira, they mean bira. Zok Poshit. Elamai, you're going to go and tell me that the word bias is, in fact, could mean both the apartment and the entire building, since he was gave these larger mitzorim, a room and a room. And since bias lends itself to both interpretations, maybe Taka kulez oven lay, maybe Taka sold him everything. It's more loitzricha. We're back in more about 8 lines from the top. Loitzricha deruba karulei lebias, bias. Lebira bira. Most of the population, 80%, 90%, when they say bias, they say apartment, we mean apartment. When they say bira, they mean the ganze complex. The economy, however, there is another 10-20% of the population, the libira correlate bias, that colloquially, when they use the term bias, they don't only mean just apartment, they mean the ganze building, call me. Is mao the same akulez oven lay? I might have thought. Since, number one, there are many people, it's not the majority, it's a minority. But the minority of people, when they use the term bias, they don't only mean just the apartment, they mean the whole building. As well as the mitzorim, which are described inside this document, is talking about the whole building. They didn't talk about just the two-bedroom apartment. They talked about the whole building there. So I would put two and two together, and I would say, some of the word bias over means taka the bira, the ganza bira, kamash malon, as nitaze. Why taka nishtazoi? The chayrus to make sense. But havelin lemichtav, because the chachamim were misaking that in this type of bill of sale, where there is that type of ambiguity, there's a potential for a misunderstanding. What do you have to write? For the shayris bizvini elaine, and the Bach adds the word kadami, I, the moicher, did not leave any shirayim for myself, garnished. That's what he should have written. For like kosa, but you look in the fine print of the document, this statement was missing. The statement that is, that I didn't leave anything for myself. Status nish. Shema mina, shirishai. He taka did leave something for himself. What did he leave? He's only selling the bias. He's not selling the entire bira. Because that's what we use mishaya for himself. So any times you have this vague, possible misunderstandings, this ambiguity, you have to write in clearly. I, the moicha, left nothing for myself. If he would have written that, that means he's not only selling the bias, he's selling the ganze bira gedela. But he didn't write that. Since he didn't write that, and therefore we have a shaila now. What did he sell? Did he sell the bias? Did he sell the bira? We're going to go and give it to the moicha. After all, the moicha is the muchzik. He's the one that's selling the yad halekech ala tachtoina. And we're going to go, and that's the chiddush of Rav Nachman. Even though the word bias could mean the whole thing. And even the mitzorim are describing the whole thing. Since it doesn't use these magic words, v'leishayiris bizvini elein kodami klum, therefore he was mishayir potentially, and if he says, I only sold you the apartment, it's only the apartment and nothing more. This Gemara repeats itself virtually word for word, not talking about a house and apartments, but now talking about a soda in a bika gedoyla. We normally think of a bika as being a valley. It could also mean a large plains where there are tons and tons of fields. 100 fields, 1,000 fields. There's, the Moicher over here owns several fields, one next to each other, and he is selling the Moshel, the middle field of all of his fields. Now, how does he describe it inside his document? He can't describe, it's the middle field, and I have fields to the right and to the left and up and down. So where are the fields?
Correct.
So he writes in that on the right-hand side, or if you want the north and the south and the east and the west, on one side is Reuven, the other side is Shimon, the other side is Levi, the other side is... So therefore your field is in between. But now the question is, does he mean all the fields in between Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda? Uh-huh. Or he means a field within all of the fields that he owns, he might have...
He had his field back already.
Yeah, exactly. We had the same type of Gemara before.
Yeah, we had
that
already?
Yeah. Yeah. So you have a whole bunch of fields, and this is smack in the middle of those fields. So the question is... So the question is, did he sell all of the fields, like 5 or 10 fields, in between Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda? Or do we mean just the smack in the middle field between Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda? And that's the same Gemara again. It's one field in this very large valley, this large plains area where there are many, many sodders, where he himself owns several fields all next to each other. Even though when he described it in the document, he said, you're wondering where the field is? Well, to the right is Reuven, to the left is Shimon, to the north is Levi, to the south is Shimon, is Yehuda. So, Avu Bisha Meitzel, Mitzorim Achitoinim, Mitzorim Hirchev Lai. Don't take that for granted that therefore he sold all of the sodois in the middle. It could be he sold one soda out of 5 or 10 that he held in the middle. And the reason why he described it by Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, because those are the mitzvahim that people can recognize. Oh, I know where Reuven has his field. I know where Shimon has his field. So therefore, you don't really know how many fields he sold in the middle. Zoktok again, Rav Nachman, only the single field that he had in mind in the middle and not the surrounding fields. If you're telling me that people are very, very precise in their terminology. When you say field, you mean one field. You don't mean bika, many fields together in this valley. And when you say valley, you mean takaraganza valley. You don't mean one individual field. He only sold them one field and nothing more. So what's the chiddush of Rav Nachman? Maybe the word... Maybe in that community, the word sada was a very broad term. It doesn't only mean one particular field, but it means all the fields are room in a room. It could be 10 fields. He calls that my sada. So it was like, Gula Kula Zavin Lay. If that's the case, maybe Taka, all of them are included. Not like Rav Nachman says. Loi tricha dikala sada, karulei sada. Ula bika bika, biderach klal. People call sada sada and bika bika. In other words, that's the roiv of the terminology, of the usage in the town, in the place. Everybody calls sada sada, bika bika. However, ikanami, there is 10 or 20%. Dila bika karule sada. That they were in the talk about the bika generally, which could be 5 or 10 fields together. I wouldn't call that a sada. That's huge. It's not just... Apparently, there were standard size lots for sadeis, quite a base car or two base saw or whatever. And therefore, what he's saying is, most people, when they looked at a, when they referred to a sadeh, they meant that standard size base car. And this person had the mushul 5 or 10 of them. And if you meant 10, you wouldn't call it base car, you would go and call it a ganze bika. So that was b'derech klal. Most people knew sada means a small base car, and the bika means this large collection of 5 or 10 fields that he has together. The economy, however, there are the bika karuli sada. I'm sorry? It
depends how much property he owns.
Frustrated.
If he owned only one suda, maybe he called that a bika.
Okay.
If he owned many, then he called that he called it a suda.
Okay. Well, we're assuming he has several fields of it, because only one, then you don't have any shala. We're talking about he has multiple. Anyways, the economy of bika karuli sada, there's some people that call a bika, a ganze bika, 5 or 10 sadas, they're all to sada. Mao the same as since. The mitzarim that he outlined in his document were Reuven and Shimon and Levi Yehuda. And those were for all four sides. As well as, there are people in the community, they call a ganze bika of 10 fields, one field. Mao to say mekulei zavin lei. I might have thought, kamash malon. No. Why takinat? Again, the same as before. Menul havelei lemichtuv lei. He should have written in the document. Lo yishayres bezvini ilein kadomi klum. I didn't leave anything for myself. He didn't write that. is a simli taka did leave something over. What did he leave over? All the other sadas in the bikkah that he retained for himself, and he only sold one middle sada to that leker. Now, l'chayr, what we just said now is word for word the same as before. Before we were talking about apartment building, mit an apartment, and here we're talking about a bikkah, mit a sada. What do you have to repeat this twice? Utzvich. The Ashbin and Bai is the first case, Mishim Dehotash Mishluchud, Vatash Mishluchud. There's a fundamental difference between the apartment and between the rest of the building. An apartment, you have your two-bedroom apartment or whatever, and that's for your family. And then you have the Bira Gedoyla, that large lobby that goes and connects all the apartments together. Nobody lives there. People sit on the couch, they take a drink, they stroll through the lobby from time to time. It's very nice, very gishmak. But these are two separate tashmishim. And that's why it makes sense to say he only sold the apartment, he didn't sell the whole building. What's the difference between Sada A, B, C, D, E? They're all the same. It's all for Harisha Mitzriya to go and plant and to go and Kharit. And virtually all of the fields there in that Bika, they had Lamushal all, it was a grain center. Everybody did the same wheat and the same barley and things like that. So it's all exactly the same. So Aima Kuli's oven lay. I might think that since, number one, some of the people in the town, when they refer to Sada, they mean the whole Bika. And number two, the Mitzorim were those of the larger area that he owned, as well as it's all Chodet Tashmishta. I would think everything's of Inlay. That's why he has to tell you no. V'yashmina Bikav would only say the second case, Mishum de Lehavale the Mimtzale. How are you going to describe one field among 10 fields? All the fields are exactly the same. Base car, higher, lower, right and left, they're all exactly the same. So he had no way of describing it in greater precision and particularity to be able to say, I mean this particular field. He could. Avabayas the Havali the Mimtzale, there he could have described it. After all, there are 10 different apartments, Lamushal. One was a two-bedroom apartment, one was a three-bedroom apartment, one had a larger living room, one had a smaller living room. There would be ways of describing the apartment to differentiate it from all the other apartments and from the lobby of the building. V'loi Matzalei, and he didn't do that. I would have thought, Kuli Zavonlei, said he sold him the whole house. Tzricha, that's why you have to go and say no, both by Bikka and by a house, by an apartment building, he only sold that particular one, no more and no less. Now, in both cases, remember the Gemara said, what's the Kamash Mulan? That he could have and should have said in the document that I left nothing for myself. Ah, Zok Gemara, Tzricha, Tzricha, period. Keman Azal Hondim Armameri, Bera de Bashimul, or takes a Bashila, say, take it out on the side, Mishmei de Abaya. Hayim Man de Mazam de Lemidi Lechavrei. Anyone that sells a piece of property to his chaver, Tzarech lemichtav, he should write in the document, Lo yishayres bizvini ilein kodomi klum. I wasn't mishayir anything for myself. Who was the Bal Memra? Who's the one that holds that way? Oh, Kimana Kerem Nachman of Ravua, they just repeated it twice, both by the apartment building, as well as by the Bikka. You're supposed to write in the document, I left nothing for myself. If you don't write that, then the Simidi Taka did leave something for himself. And that's why in the apartment building, he left for himself the entire Bira and the other apartments. He only sold one apartment. And when by the Sada and the Bikka, he only sold one Sada, and all the other Sadas in the Bikka belonged to him. Okay, we start a new shtickle, all very simple. Ahudi Amalei Lechavrei. Person said to his chav, you have a moicha and a lekech, and he's selling, I'm selling you Ara de Beichia Mazvinilach. I'm selling you the land of Beichia. Now, what does it mean of Beichia? We had earlier on, like, Yeralf, Yidgimel, Gemara talked about the same thing.
Something with Barsisi was,
yeah?
Quick look.
Top of Yeralf, Yidgimel, small glettle, small omit. Just looking up. Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, different form, different.
Is that the same child?
Yeah, it could be the same.
I'm just trying to see the difference.
No. You're right. We had such a Gemara earlier on that he had multiple. That Gemara, however, was a little bit different.
One was called his name, but it wasn't his.
Right.
Balmelion. Balmelion?
No, not for me. Okay, it's an Andra. Okay, we'll look it up at a different time.
I think it's
Okay, Zalzana's right. Rabbi Sai, let's not all show off our bikias. Let's just go straight into the Gemara.
It's a very poor show.
Anyway, so our Gemara says that this Moicher, the Rishbam explains, the Moicher bought from Reb Chia two properties.
guess what? Each property was called Rebchia's property. One was a little better, one was a little bit worse, one was a little bit bigger, one was a little bit smaller. But they were both called the Ara de Bechia because he bought two of them. Where do I take this from? If you look at the Rishbam, all the way in the bottom, third wide line on the bottom, Ara de Bechia, Shekona me Rebchia, Ara, Loshin Yochid, Omale, V'yitol HaLekech HaPchusa Shebishtei, because he had bought two from him, and he wants to sell him the lesser value of the two, the Abalash Ara Tachtoina, Mufarish Gemar Vos. So bottom line is, he bought from Reb Chiya two aras, two separate pieces of land. So getting back to Agamar, who the Omele the Chavri, I'm selling you ara de Bechiyam as Vinalach. And Havilatarti, he had two arat at Avi Biskar Reb Chiya, because he bought from Reb Chiya two. So there are really three separate possibilities. Possibility number one, he's selling him the property on the right. Second possibility, he's selling him the property on the left. And the third possibility, he's selling both of them together. So what did he mean? Did he mean the right property, the left property, or both properties? Omravashi chod omale. That's what the Rishbam says. The word ara is singular. Yochid. Therefore, he only sold him one.
Which
tartili omale? Which one? That's where the Rishbam fill in the blank. Yeah. That the moicher can say to lekeach, I sold you the shvachra, the better one I kept for myself. Yeah. The shvachra is for you. Yad bal eshtar al tachtoina. In other words, hamoitz mechaber olavarai. He's the muchzik, the moicher, when he's selling the two properties. You want to say what's the bigger one, the nicer one? Bring edim that was what we discussed and that's what we negotiated.
Yeah.
So therefore, he's going to be yad shtar al tachtoina. He's going to get the worst one. Now, next one. Tartili omle. Vi omle yarat. Now Rishbam says a brand new case. Nishbet rebchia stam. A person goes and writes in a shtar. I'm selling you arato. Arato is loshin rabim miut arat ishtaim. Automatically, that's at least two properties. Ara is one. Arata is two. So at least two. Which two? Again, yad shtar l'tachtoina. Unless he can prove, otherwise the moich is going to go and give him the shvach. Viomale. What happens if he didn't say arata? He said kol arata al arata. So Gemara, Colorado, Isli means every one of his properties. Labar, mibustani upardesi. The last Rishbam on the bottom, bustani are ginois. Those are nice gardens. Pardesi are crumb, are vineyards. Apparently, those were not called with manachazal. Those were not called arata. So what was called arata? Typical grain fields where people would go and grow grain. Ototos meant arata, but not bustani. But that was not included. The Omale Ziara, Ziara is a general term referring to all types of real estate. Next Rishbam, Ziara Kol Hakar Koyis Kriyan Kain. Any empty lots, all sodois, any karka, is included. Afil, even the Bustani and the Paradise. However, Labarmi Bati Viapi, Batim, residential, that's not karka. Arata means by definition a lot of
land,
but it's not a building, it's not a bat.
Not improved.
Very nice. And chutz and avodim, even though avodim hukshel the karkois, that was also not included. However, the omale top of the omid, what happens if he says, nechse, I'm selling you my possessions, my nechassim, afilibati v'avdi are also included. Zekrishbam, al metaltalin loy. The omale, kol nechassai, he says, kol nechassai, that includes everything, bako, miko, kol, even the metaltalin, even his pens, even his widgets, etc. We stop over here, Rabbi, to be continued tomorrow. Let's do the Kaddish.